Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me here today. To all of my loyal listeners, I thank you for showing up here on a regular basis and for your time. If you are new to the podcast, I welcome you, and I honor and cherish the synchronicities that brought you to this exact moment at this time today. In today's episode, I was inspired to do a post on Facebook, and so I just want to talk about that today. Maybe it's just what I know today. Not really sure exactly what the energy is I'm speaking to today, but I follow it anyway. And so the post, or actually the quote that inspired my post on Facebook today was, you cannot talk butterfly language with caterpillar people. And it just so resonated so deeply. And I knew I had to create a Facebook post. The past 2 years has been a challenge, obviously, for, I would say there is not a single person on this planet that has not been impacted by what's taken place. And as I reflect on that, I think for many of us, there were many dark times, a lot of division and pain, times of feeling oppressed and maybe continuing to feel that way. And it's like it created a divide between people who were willing to go with the narrative and trust that all is above board. And they are the ones who don't understand why so many are fighting and, you know, joining trucker convoys and fighting for rights. And it's just so interesting to observe the divide and how there's two sides. And so I guess what I really wanted to speak to, and the energy of this is just around, you know, there were times where I would go onto Facebook and I would make a post and I was very angry and I wanted to get points across. And I used that energy, that anger as fuel, and I didn't make it wrong. And were there times maybe where I should have cooled off and maybe let myself calm down and maybe edited my posts, maybe. But I was being real and raw and authentic. And I believe there is no right and there is no wrong. There's simply choice. And so what comes through here, even as I speak, is sometimes a specific energy is required in order to get a message through. And as I said, there is no right and there is no wrong, but I do trust that things happen and unfold exactly as they are meant to. And so what comes to mind is if you have children and raising children, and it doesn't matter, it's relationship, right? Like sometimes you can say things many times with kindness or in soft, gentle ways, and the message doesn't get through until there's some intensity. And so, you know, maybe you've asked your kids to clean up their rooms for, you know, many times nicely, but it's when you actually end up in a rage that you get results. And so there really is no right and no wrong. It's all just a choice. And if you are making it right or wrong, then that's a judgment. And so I just really try to observe life from a different perspective. And that is zooming out and realizing that ultimately we just have choice. And if we're judging things, then we are holding the energy to something. Sometimes maybe making that energy stuck. If you're judging someone, you might be holding them in a dark place simply because they're picking up on that energy and making themselves wrong. But maybe also that judgment may help them to move forward. And like, again, you just don't know how it's going to impact another person. But what I invite people to is just getting out of the judgment of making things right, making things wrong, and understanding that really what it comes down to is a choice. And so even those who are choosing to stay in the dark and don't want to see that there's a narrative and there's a control network and a one world order that's trying to take power in the world, that's their choice to stay in the dark. That's their choice to not see. And for those of us that are seeking information and that can sense that things aren't right and things are off, and because we know that energy doesn't lie, and we're seeking and digging and fighting and all of those things, the choices that we are making are going to create so much greater in our lives. And again, like, if you're making choices in the dark, those outcomes might be really shocking for some. And I do think that there's a lot of awakening yet to happen on the planet. And there will be some people who are 100% completely shocked because they weren't willing to see. They weren't willing. They just weren't willing. And as I say, there's no right and there's no wrong. But those choices create something in your life. And, you know, what is it that we're focused on? And, you know, it makes me think of my father and the choices he's making. And he's lived almost his entire life in fear. And I really don't know where that comes from. And it's interesting because that's how he parented me. And, you know, it kind of makes me chuckle because I remember being a little kid and being told, well, A, we lived near a river as well. So I was like deathly afraid, terrified of the river. And the fact that if you fell in, the current could pull you under and that's it, it's over. Which is likely true. Like, there's a definite current in that river and it could definitely pull you under, but it was very clear, right? And so, but what made me chuckle is, crossing the street, because we kind of lived on a busy street as well. And there was a bus route on that street. And so, you know, he would say, like, make sure you look both ways when you cross the street. And he literally said a car could come out from nowhere. And, you know, children are so literal. And so I am sure to any of the neighbors watching me cross the street, they must have thought I looked hilarious, because I really made sure. And even as I was crossing, I was looking, because there might be a car that came out from nowhere. And, you know, and then there would be times where, you know, he was a mechanic, or is a mechanic. Well, was, he's retired. And so he would say things like, on a fair ride, metal can snap. And he was concerned. I mean, obviously, we know it's like a traveling circus, right, with fares. And so, you know, maybe people are doing drugs and drinking too much and not paying attention, and lots of them are misfits and whatever. So I think he was concerned that, you know, these rides are taken down, put on a truck, and then moved to the next destination, and they're put back together. And I think his concern was that, you know, things might not be put together properly, and then, you know, it can put stress on certain parts. And he would say things like, metal can snap at any time. So, you know, when I was on rides, there was more of a thrill because I thought I could die at any time as well. So, you know, extra adrenaline when I would go on a ride, for sure. So that's just how my dad is. That's how he's wired. And I keep saying was, because I'm not connected with him any longer. And that's just, again, simply a choice. And, you know, it's interesting because there was never a conversation around beliefs when this all started going down. I just remember texting him and just trying to make light of it and asking him if he was okay, and then joking and making sure that he had enough toilet paper, because of course we all know what happened at the beginning of COVID, that there was this fear there was going to be a shortage of toilet paper, and which was kind of a legit fear because, you know, manufacturing has gone down. Like we're seeing shortages all the time. So there was a bit of that. And then, I guess, you know, probably my Facebook posts, you know, friends, family, people seeing it and, you know, people talk. And I'm quite positive that my dad had people filling him in. I won't name any names, but, quite confident he had, cause he's not on Facebook, so he wasn't seeing my posts, but I know that there were people filling him in on what I was posting and talking and saying I was crazy because they're all followers and they don't question anything and were going along with the narrative, believing they were doing the right thing. And so the last time I saw him was Christmas Eve. It was a year ago this past Christmas that we saw him, and there's been maybe one text over, received from him on my birthday, and then I would message him on his birthday. I don't even know if there was a Merry Christmas or not. I don't think there was. And that's how you know. Like, that's just how you know. So there were never, ever actually any words exchanged. Other than he probably got a sense of when he did pop in here Christmas Eve, that Christmas, our government had decided that not more than one family was allowed to get together. And, we had dropped off some gifts for him, and I guess he felt he better return the favor. So Christmas Eve, he showed up with a card for each of our daughters and I guess a tray of goodies, and that was his way of contributing. And there was a conversation, like I said, what's new? Because I hadn't talked to him actually prior to that for probably at least 6 months. And all he said was, well, I'm still here. And I said, okay. And he said, many people aren't. And it was like, you could tell he was so, so into the fear. And I said, like, who? And, you know, he named off two names, but he also couldn't confirm what their cause of death was, and one was in their 90s. So, like, just in my eyes, just kind of ridiculous, and yet the lies that he was buying. And so, you know, he's always been cautious, never been a risk taker, just that's just in his nature. And so I'm sure many of you have, you know, had this experience where you've lost people who you were close to, or it's changed the relationship because of belief systems and fear and frustration and all of these things. And so there, like I say, there is no right and there is no wrong. There's just people making their choices based on the information they have. And the media has been very, very good about keeping people in the dark and keeping the truth and the real information away from the people. That's how you know. That's how you know there's a narrative, and that's how you know there are lies. And it's just very interesting to observe. And so for myself, I've always been a truth seeker. You've heard me say this in many episodes prior. And I know that many of you listening are also truth seekers, and energy doesn't lie. And I just want to remind you of that. And so I also just want to remind you that as much as it hurts, and for myself, it actually doesn't. Like, it doesn't bother me that I don't, I no longer talk to him. You know, if he reached out and needed us for anything, I'd be there in a heartbeat for sure. But I have boundaries, and I, you know, and he can be a very negative person. And I have other family members like that too. I have very strong, definite boundaries, and I have little tolerance for bullshit. So, you know, if he reached out and needed us, I absolutely would go. But also if he was going to cross those boundaries, he would be reminded or maybe educated on what those boundaries are for me. And then if that's still not respected, then that's when I walk away. And that's just how I've always worked. I've actually had to eliminate a lot of relationships in my life. And for the most part, those relationships, there was a conversation, an invitation to discuss, what works for that person, what works for me, you know, what could be worked on or changed. But what's really interesting is people just, in my experience so far, is they just avoid. And that's always my sign that if they're not willing to get uncomfortable or look at something, then I know that that relationship cycle is completed and it's no right, no wrong. And I can love people from a distance. It doesn't mean that I care any less about that person than when we were connected. And so what's interesting about relationship is the definition of relationship is the distance between two objects. That's the definition of relationship. And so with my father, it's been this whole COVID thing has put more distance between us, right? Because everything is energy. And so when one person is buying a narrative and buying lies and choosing that to be their reality versus someone who's choosing truth and information and love. And the other, you know, the other thing that I didn't mention is fear that's tied in with the lies, right? That's all similar frequency and vibration. There begins to be a big distance, and it's kind of like the quote with the butterfly and the caterpillar, right? When you're the butterfly and you're up in the air and the caterpillar is down on the ground, there becomes a great distance. And it's two different realities. And again, it's not right, it's not wrong, it's all just a choice. And one is not better than the other. It's just what you are creating in your life. Because choosing to be in the dark and choosing to be in that frequency of fear and lack and all of those things isn't wrong. We all know what that creates versus if you're choosing to be love and kindness and knowledge and information and awareness on all of those things. That there's definitely more clarity there and a lot less pain, way more joy and happiness. And so it is, it all just comes back down to a choice. And so, you know, there's so many people that have been in my life and that I love and think of often, but it's just that distance between the relationships or the distance between the two objects. And that's it. That's all it is. And so I hope that this contributes to you. And, you know, what starts to happen is those relationships just become toxic because they're no longer cohesive. They no longer resonate. And that's okay. It's not wrong. It's not right. It just is. And so you have to acknowledge and embrace the truth of the situation and acknowledge what works for you and what resonates for you and what lights you up and empowers you and let go of all of those things that don't resonate, that doesn't empower you, that, you know, drains your energy. And it's really about acknowledging that it's maybe time to let those things go, and that's okay. And maybe that just starts with today, acknowledging that you know what, that relationship isn't really working for me, and I just wasn't willing to acknowledge that, and that's okay. So just take a moment to acknowledge what is working for you, to acknowledge what isn't working for you, and that there is no right and there is no wrong. It's all just a choice. But this is about embracing and honoring your boundaries. And if it's required, then you have that conversation with someone. Being aware of if they can receive the words that you're going to say, and I will offer some tips here. You know, sometimes when you are about to have those difficult conversations, you can ask, you know, how can I approach this, or what words can I speak that they can receive? And again, just let go of being the need to be right, the need to be wrong, but just speaking what's true to you, whether they can receive it or not, because what will be, and it'll either create a shift where that person's willing to look at it and maybe work on it, or it'll bring some closure into why that's no longer going to work for you. And sometimes it's just a matter of pulling away. And, you know, it's interesting because I tried to do that with a friend and she just wouldn't let me. She's very loyal. She didn't want to lose me. And yet it was so toxic for me. And I want to share this story, and I know I've shared it before, but I'm just going to share the part of the toxicity and how the universe showed me how very, very toxic it was to me, because, you know, I had been trying to kind of break off that relationship for several years because it started with a conversation initially saying, you know, because we had met in business college and, you know, I was newly married. She wasn't even married yet. And then it evolved into her being married and then us, you know, getting into our careers and me having a family and then her eventually starting her family. And I was so involved in my business and the work that I was doing also was just, I was really stepping more into my truth, and the distance kind of just kept growing. And so it was getting to a point where I just felt like I couldn't even be me or talk about my work in front of her because she was just so resistant to her own gifts within herself. And that's okay, because she wasn't ready. It was just a choice. It's not right. It's not wrong. But it was almost like she didn't like how much I was changing and evolving. And she was maybe already sensing the distance, the gap, with where we were and where we had come to. And so I had a conversation with her and I just said, you know, because I could feel her disappointment every single time we get together and her anger and her frustration. And it was just really hard because there was so much resistance that it was just, toxic is the only word I can say. So heavy. And so I brought it up and I said, I know that I'm not being the friend that you expect me to be, but our lives are so much different. And I said to her, you know, can we just embrace the times we do get together, even if it's only a few times a year, you know, rather than wanting it to be something different? And honestly, like, I'll never forget, she was driving because we were on our way to meet another friend. We always went out for each other's birthdays. We would always go and have a meal together, an evening out. And I'll never forget that she was the one driving and she just kept staring ahead. And it was like I was speaking to a wall. Like, it was the strangest thing. Like, she didn't even acknowledge the words I spoke. It was no different than speaking to a brick wall. And I don't know if she just didn't know what to say or how to handle it. Again, maybe I'm too uncomfortable for her, but she didn't acknowledge one single word. So I just changed the subject. And I knew. That's when I knew that it was done. And she was just the sweetest person. Like, if you met her, you would love her. Like, she's just that person. Like, she just loves being kind and sweet and whatever. And but I knew that her expectation of me was toxic, and I couldn't be that for her. I couldn't be what she wanted me to be because it was not an honoring of me and my journey. And so it took a couple of years actually to finally do it, because every time I didn't want to say it to her face. I wanted, because there was so much energy there, and I really wanted to just do it in an email so that I could word it with the most kindness I could. You know, when you're actually telling someone you can no longer be a part of their life, or they and be a part of yours. I mean, how do you do that with ease? And every time I would start forming the letter or the email, she would message me, she would text me, or she would email me and say, "Oh my gosh, I miss you so much. Like, how are you? How are, you know, how's your husband? How's the kids?" kind of thing. She knew. Like, she absolutely 100% knew, maybe not on a conscious level, but on a subconscious level, what I was about to do. And then I couldn't do it, right? It would stop me. And then I'd be like, no, not now. This isn't the time. I couldn't do it. And so then time kept going by, and then we'd have another gathering because someone else's birthday, right, like, would come up. And then what really showed me, and it was weird because as we would get together, like, as you know, like beforehand, and even while we were, I'd be so agitated and irritated and angry and trying not to be that while we're having a visit, while we're having a meal together. And I thought, what is wrong with me? I honestly thought I was crazy. I really, really did. And something I've learned in my work is that sometimes when we're angry and we don't understand why, it's because there's so many lies around us, because we like the truth. And she wasn't being truthful. She was being fake too, because if she was honest, she was super disappointed in me. So she was being fake. And so what really showed me, so as I said, like, and there were times where I'd feel really, really sick, like almost like flu-like. I'd feel achy. I would feel headachy. And I just thought, like, is it because we would often be getting together for a meal after they got off work? So sometimes by the time, you know, I got into the city, they got home, they got, she got her kids settled, whatever, it would be late. Like, we'd be going for a late dinner. And so I thought maybe it was just my blood sugars or whatever. I didn't understand. So one day, it was a weekend, and we were getting ready for the week, and we needed a few groceries. So we stopped and in to pick up some groceries, and we were in the store, and I said to my husband, I'm really not feeling well. It just came on so sudden. I was feeling achy, and like I was getting a really bad flu and headachy and nauseous. And I just said to my husband, let's just grab our stuff and get out of here. Like, I could not wait to get home to bed. Like, I almost even felt like I had a fever coming on. It was so sudden. And then all of a sudden we ran into her, and I knew. That was when I knew that it was actually her. That's how toxic she was to me. She was so toxic to me that my body knew that she was in the store before I actually knew it in my head. And that's when I knew I had to break it off. And so energy doesn't lie, you guys. And so I went home, and I had to do it. I had to write the letter. And I don't know. I don't think I sent it that night, but I think I worked on it maybe over the week or whatever it was. And I finally submitted it to her. I never did get a response back. And I know she was hurt. And I've had many dreams about her where there are times she misses me so much, and other times she's really angry with me. And I get it. That's grief. Like, she lost a friend and doesn't really fully understand why. I don't even remember what all I said to her. And I feel like there were some things in there that I said that maybe I shouldn't have. I really can't remember. But it's done. And what's interesting is it was only a few months later that we found out that we were moving back home. And we had lived there for almost 2 decades. Like, it became home. Like, a lot of our friends there were more like family than our own family was. And I just found it interesting that the universe placed that in front of me. Like, why couldn't we just move and let that distance be enough? But it was the universe's way of saying that I had to set my boundaries, and that it was toxic to me through and through and through, and that I had to sever all connections and ties to that relationship because she wasn't willing to allow me to be me. And it's interesting because there were times even in business college where some weird kind of activity came out of her, like jealousy and pouting, and she was trying to manipulate and control me to be who she wanted me to be. And it's interesting because I've never seen this before, but it's showing up now. That's how she was raised. She was raised by a very, very controlling, I guess, single mom, because her dad passed away when she was 13. So I'm sure they co-parented. They were divorced up until that point, but I'm sure her dad was very involved. But her mom was very manipulative and controlling. And so maybe that was just something she was trying to do with me. I don't know, but it's kind of interesting. And so that's kind of how that story went. And so I don't know why I had to share that. I just trust that it was a message that maybe all of you needed to hear. And there's different aspects that may connect with you and things you have going on in some of your relationships. But I'm going to really encourage you to honor yourself and honor your boundaries and how people treat you and have those conversations, because respect, mutual respect is earned. And if someone isn't treating you how you want to be treated, you're going to have to communicate that. And if you don't feel it's worth it or whatever, then maybe it is time to bring closure to that and honor yourself. And, you know, something else I want to say is, as we let go of the old things that no longer serve us, including decluttering and detoxing the physical things in our homes and in our lives, as we do that, that leaves space for the new to show up. And, you know, as I let go of those old friends that no longer serve me or who weren't evolving, or, you know, it is kind of like an evolution evolving with me, then I just know that it's time to let it go, that my journey is going to be different than theirs, and that it's no longer connected. And like I say, no right, no wrong, it just is. And so I come back to the quote of the butterfly, and I'm just going to open it up here on my computer. And that is, you cannot talk butterfly language with caterpillar people. So I hope you enjoy this episode and that it contributed to you. Honor yourself. And, you know, if you're having a hard time with this, just ask what's right about me that I'm not getting or seeing. It's a different perspective. And maybe you just have a different perspective of the butterfly compared to the caterpillar. And what if one is not right and one is not wrong, but it's just about honoring you and your journey. And honoring and respecting the journey that they're choosing as well, with no right and no wrong. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.